It's fun being me sometimes. The longer you stay in this business, the more people want to honor you. And it's not that you do anything particularly. It's just once in a while you get a phone call and someone wants to fet you. Is that a word? Kathleen and I, we got a phone call not too long ago, and it was from a film festival in Spain. And I'd never been to Spain. The Grand Canary Islands, which are off the coast of Spain, and you can see Africa from the shore. I mean, it's really this incredible place we'd never been. And so we get this phone call from a film festival, and they're going, "We would like to honor you for a Lifetime Achievement Award," which of course makes you think, well, I'm not dead yet. But then, on the other hand, it is all expenses paid, and why not be over with, you know? So I was really kind of, you know, flattered and humbled and honored to be asked to go over to Canary Islands and accept this incredible award. And so we said, yeah. And I said, when is it? And they go, this weekend. Now, I've been in the business long enough to know that when you have that short a notice, somebody canceled. So we decided to go over there. So we packed really quickly and got the tuxedos and the fancy stuff for the red carpet and the whole thing. And so we get over there, and the first thing they do is they have a press conference for me, you know, and they go, Lifetime, you would have thought that, you know, the Beatles were reuniting, you know, the fact, which, and I of course knew that I was only a last minute choice, but that didn't matter. I was okay with it. I don't have any pride. And so it was fine. And they say, we hear you play guitar. And I said, well, yeah. And they go, we have something for you. And they gave me a Spanish timple. It's a ukulele. It's actually a really cool thing. It's made out of rosewood, I think. Still smells great through the sound hole and everything. And it's just this beautiful little, like, Spanish ukulele. And they have different sizes of them. So they gave this to me. And I spent most of the day in the hotel room doing this. So it came time for the red carpet. So, you know, I was twiddling with my temple. And so we get ready to get dressed. Now, also, part of the story, it's important to know that before we had left, a few weeks before, one of my kids, my son, had his high school prom at the time. And a bunch of the boys came over to kind of dress at the house in their tuxedos and cummerbunds and black shoes and the whole deal. And they dressed the whole limo thing, and off they went, and they did the prom, and they came back to the house, got out of those clothes, got into the whatever they're, you know, clothes they're going to wear for whatever it is they do the rest of the night. I don't want to know. And so off they go. So they left a lot of their clothes there. So I'm getting ready. I'm getting my tuxedo ready, right? Yeah. So I'm pulling out the cummerbund and the black shirt and the bow tie, and that's all good, you know. The tuxedo's looking good. Then I pull out the shoes. And the shoes are black dress shoes. They're really great. And I go to put them on, and they're tight. They're really, really tight. And I realize that my size 12s are trying to jam into some 9.5s. And I'm 10 minutes away from the red carpet. This is a problem. Because I didn't bring any other shoes. Remember, we packed quickly this weekend, you know? So I went to get a Lifetime Achievement Award wearing Billy Hayes' shoes. I didn't tell Kathleen about it initially because I didn't want to be, you know, like an idiot. Instead, what I did was I sat down in my tuxedo and cummerbund with my Billy Hayes' shoes, and I picked up my timple and I started to write this song. Tiny shoes. Tiny shoes, Billy Hayes' teeny tiny shoes. My tuxedo's pressed. I'm gonna look my best. And then I saw the two of you. I'm wearing tiny shoes. Tiny shoes. Billy Hayes's teeny tiny shoes. When you got size 12s, it tends to hurt like hell. In 9 1/2. I'm overseas, woe is me. What are my poor dogs to do? I said, bon voyage. Now it's, oh my God, I'm in a patent leather coupe. I'm wearing tiny shoes, tiny shoes. Billy Hayes's teeny tiny shoes. Here in Espanol, I'm walking on fire red soles. And my toes are turning blue. Ooh, ooh, I'm wearing tiny shoes, tiny shoes. Billy Hayes's teeny tiny shoes. Despite my battle cry, my brave bunions died inside this pair of Waterloos. My feet could shout, without a doubt, I'd spread the painful news. If my feet could sing, oh, my ears would ring. With the white, I pack the wrong shoes. Blues, I'm wearing tiny shoes, tiny shoes. Teeny tiny shoes. Oh, what a bummer.